Scripture reading for today is in the book of Ezra, chapter 8, verses 1 to 20.
今天选读的经文是在以斯拉记第八章一至二十节。
We'll be reading this together a little different, so we'll read verses 1 to 10 in English, and then from 11 to 20 in Chinese.
我们今次会是由英文读出一至到第十节，然后由中文读出十一至到二十节。
Let us read together. These are the heads of their fathers' houses, and this is the genealogy of those who went up with me from Babylonia in the reign of Artaxerxes, the king. Of the sons of Phinehas, Gershom. Of the sons of Ithamar, Daniel. Of the sons of David, Hartosh. Of the sons of Shechaniah, who was of the sons of Parosh, Zechariah, with whom were registered 150 men. Of the sons of Pathath Moab, Elihu Nai, the son of Zerahiah, and with him 200 men. Of the sons of Zatu, Shechaniah, the son of Jahaziel, and with him 300 men. Of the sons of Adin, Ebed, the son of Jonathan, and with him 50 men. Of the sons of Elam, Josiah, of the son of Athaliah, and with him 70 men. Of the sons of Shephatiah, Zebadiah, the son of Michael, and with him 80 men. Of the sons of Joab, Obadiah, the son of Jehaiah, and with him 218 men. Of the son of Benai, Shelomite, the son of Josaphiah, and with him 160 men.
第十一节。 属比拜的子孙有比拜的儿子撒加利亚，同着他有男丁二十八；属甲撒的子孙有哈加坦的儿子约哈兰，同着他有男丁一百一十；属亚多尼干的子孙就是吾美的，他们的名字是以利法列尼、士玛雅。 同着他们有男丁六十，属比甲雅稳的子孙有乌泰和撒布，同着他们的男丁有七十。我招聚这些人留的河边，我住的三天，我查看百姓和祭司，会有见利未人在哪里，就招首领以利以谢、亚利、士玛雅。 以利拿丹、阿勒、以利拿勒、以利拿丹、撒加利亚、阿舒拿，又召教侄约雅和以利拿丹。我打发他们往加色比亚的地方去见那里的首领亦多，又告诉他们当向亦多和他弟兄利拿灵说什么话。 叫他们为我们的神殿大使用的人来，蒙我们神施恩的手帮助我们。他们在以色列的真孙利未的孙子末利的后裔中带一个通达人来，还有士利比和他众使与弟兄一共一百八十。又有哈沙比亚。 同他有米拉利的子孙和西亚，并他的众使和弟兄共二十人。从前大卫和众首领派尼提宁服侍利未人，现在从这尼提宁中也带了二百二十人来，都是我名指定的。
May God bless the readers and hearers of His words.
愿神祝福听嘅同读嘅人。
The message by Mr. Jin Chung this morning is the second return of the exiles.
今天我们全港的信息是郑信元传道，题目是第二次回转。
Good morning, everyone.
大家早晨。
Thank you for all of you who have joined us at a funeral service the other day.
感谢大家去嚟到我爸爸嘅丧礼。
Could we greet one another by saying, it's really good to see you today?
可唔可以同大家讲下，今日高好高兴今日见到你咧？
So those of you who were here a couple weeks ago, I mentioned how I picked the sermon passage, and I say I follow the McChain's Bible reading plan.
咁早一排之前有人問我究竟我點樣揀我讀經嘅經文，我講到嘅經文嘅咧？咁我其實咧就根據一個嘅讀經嘅一個嘅程序表咁樣樣去揀我讀講到嘅經文。
So I would pick one of the passages that we read.For that week, to kind of expose that more on Sunday, so you can get a good idea where the sermon text will be from.
咁你我就喺嗰個星期喺讀經嘅呢個嘅經文裏邊去揀一啲一段嘅經文，然後去詳細喺星期日裏邊去講述。
Then in order, the reason why I'm sharing this is because for your benefit as well as our benefit together.
咁我其實咁樣同你分享咧，就話為咗你嘅好處，亦都為咗大家嘅好處。
Because when you look at the word a leader, we can say a few things about that.
咁當我諗到領袖呢個字嘅時候，我會諗到幾樣嘢。
Especially in today's passage, the leader Ezra was the one whom God chose to lead the second.Return from the exile in Babylon.
咁喺今日呢個例子裏邊，以斯拉係神所揀選嘅一個領袖，去帶領以色列人再一次回歸到以色列。
And especially in today's passage, leaders does two things. Number one, they reconcile, and number two, they stand firm in faith.
第一，佢去與當地與呢個事情去復和；另一方面，亦都係喺神嘅。針道上邊去站立得穩。
To make it more personal, leaders are our parents in our home.
領袖可以係家庭嘅裏邊嘅父母。
And leaders are pastors in a church.
可以係教會嘅牧師。
And they are also elders and deacons and fellowship group leaders and Sunday school leaders.
亦都可以係長老，可以係執事，或者係小組嘅組長，或者係呢個主日學嘅老師。
Now, one of the responsibilities that I've recently learned is that they would know God and make Him known to others as a leader.
作為一個領袖，你需要認識神，亦都將神呢個名去彰顯俾人所認識。
So if you're put in a position to lead at least one person or another person in a church, then the first responsibility for you is to know God and to make Him known.
如果你喺呢個教會裏邊係其中一個領袖，你需要去認識神，認識呢個聖經。
And Pastor John Stott, in his book Between Two Worlds, so there are four stages of learning.
咁司徒德喺一本書裏邊，佢講到話，佢認識有四個步驟。
The first stage is to listen first.
第一，去聽。
Second is to discuss what you've heard or listened.
去同人哋去討論。
And third is to observe what you have listened from others.
第三就係話去觀察你所聽到嘅嘢。
And fourth is to demonstrate or participate what you have seen and learned.
又喺你所見所聽嘅，你去參與。
And that's basically what a backbone of small groups should look like.
咁每一個小組都應該係咁樣樣。
We should first listen the word of God preached on Sunday morning.
喺星期日你聽講道嘅時候，小心嘅去聆聽。
And we will break into small groups and discuss what we've heard not that morning, but the week.Prior to that morning,
又喺小組裏邊去講下上個星期嘅講道，究竟講咗啲咩咧
？The reason being is because we ought to, as a small group reader and a small group member, we ought to discuss, observe, and participate in how did we apply that sermon into our lives for the past 7 days.
咁其喺一個小組裏邊，應該去討論一下上個星期所聽嘅道，我可以點樣樣引用喺我哋嘅日常生活上咧
？This is very important to know.
好需要，仲要知道。
It may seem very simple and basic of a Christian life, but to discuss with fellow brothers and sisters in small groups, how did we apply or how did we not apply the Word of God in our life is a crucial to our growth.
但要 为到我们的成长的时候，我们需要去讨论，去知道这些的东西。
And I highly recommend if you are positioned in a leadership role this year, or if you are the one of the ones that interviewed me the other day,
如果你是教会的领袖，你都是早排 去访问我的时候，
I think this book will tremendously help all of us.
对我们每一个人都很重要的是，
But to take that into our home setting, parents must lead by listening to the Word of God and participating in the Word of God so that our children and others in a family may see us the living out of the Word.
那我们要将这些圣经话语带回在家庭里面，在家庭里面去分享，也在家庭里面去行出来。
And the first step is through prayer.
第一，去祈祷。
And reading of the Word.
去读神的话语。
And leading a family worship.
有一个家庭的崇拜。
And in a church setting, I've already mentioned, pastors or preachers would give a sermon, and then leaders would divide it into groups, and then they will discuss, participate, and observe.
咁喺教会嘅情况里边，这个牧师会去讲道，然后跟住大家会喺小组里边讨论。
And it is also in the form of prayer and teaching.
会系一个嘅一个嘅教导。
And it's more than a family worship. Now it is a family worship of a heavenly hosts.
咁好似系喺一个家庭嘅崇拜里边，有神去做呢个嘅领导嘅人。
As you can see, there's a close connection between a home leadership and the church leadership.
我哋睇到喺家庭里边做一个领袖，同教会里边做一个领袖有相似嘅地方。
And therefore, if you were to be an officer at a church or an elder, 1 Timothy 3. Does mention that you ought to manage your household first well in order to be an officer at a church.
咁要做一个教会嘅职位嘅人你要引用到呢、这个提摩太前书嘅第三章先去好好治理自己屋企。
And Jesus Christ must be the center of our leadership and our following or obedience.
作為一個領袖你所跟隨的是耶穌基督的例子。
Because without it, the leaders would lead his people to a wrong direction, or can lead them to a wrong direction.
否則會將他們帶錯了，走上了這個的路。
And without Jesus being at the center of our following, then we might not be able to tell whether this is a sheep or wolf disguised as a sheep.
否則去到一個地步，你將這個是羊或者是这个的狼，你都分不开。
In that sense, we want to look at today's passage in three points. Number one is the unity for the reconstruction of the temple.
咁我跟住去睇，我今日嘅经文会分为三部分。第一，当佢哋重建呢个圣殿嘅时候，佢需要嘅合一。
Because back then, if they had the Solomon's holy temple where it represented God's presence, we now have our body.Purchased by the blood of Christ, the temple of the Holy Spirit.
咁今日我哋嘅身体都系一个神嘅殿需要俾神去呢个嘅洁净。
And we want to bring us home together at the end of the sermon that what Jesus has purchased by the blood of Christ cannot be destroyed by any means that we could offer.
而另一方面，如果耶稣基督用佢嘅血去救赎我哋嘅时候好多嘅事情係唔可以摧毀。
It is because this also the restoration of our temple of the Holy Spirit is accomplished through the Holy Spirit dwelling in us.
因為透過聖靈，讓我哋能夠得到更新，得到重複。
So the first construction of our holy temple done by the blood of Jesus Christ, and it has been accomplished and completed by the power of the Holy Spirit.
神嘅宝血去买赎，让我哋今日能够与神一齐，亦都透过神嘅圣灵去建立我哋。
In that sense, Jesus is God is Alpha and Omega.
所以神是这个全能的神。
Now, we do want to look at Ezra's leadership, and we want to look at our leadership in today.
我们会看看以斯拉他的领导的方法，也都看看我们今天这个领导的方法。
There are two indispensable elements in human relationship, human to human relationship, and that is truth and faith.
在人和人的关系里面有两样很重要，第一，你有讲的说话要是真，也都另一方面你有这个信心。
And they emerge when our words that are spoken from our hearts and our actions align together. Our words and our actions align together.
然后跟着就会看你所讲出来的说话，所你做的行动是不是一致。
So when what we say through our lips that are from our hearts matches what we demonstrate in our actions, people develop a mutual trust and mutual faith.
当人所讲和他所做是一致的时候，人和人之间会建立到这个的信在这
里。And these two unspoken, indispensable elements in our human relationships are more apparent and more evident among non-believers who do not pursue holiness.
咁对于呢个未信嘅人嚟讲，呢两样嘢系更加重要。
If you think about a business or a memorandum, a words that you speak must be followed by what are the conditions that have been listed.
咁正如你喺呢個商業嘅世界，你口講同你所定嘅合同係要一致。
If not, you will lose your credit, and there's no more success.
咁如果冇人再信你嘅時候你做唔到你嘅生意。
So, even in this world, our internality and the externality aspects must be aligned in order to gain trust, in order to gain a faith from others.
當你內外一致嘅時候，啲人可以信你。
So only then, when our inner being and outer person align, there will be flowers of success blooming, and we will bear fruit even in this sinful world.
咁当内外一致嘅时候，就算喺一个罪恶满盈嘅世界里边，花依然都会开，果子依然都会结。
But whether you knew it or not, it is so because God, who is one in the Trinity, in his external aspect as well as the internal aspect, is the one who created every human being after his own image.
咁但系其实最重要嘅系神系按住佢形象去做每一个人。
So in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 7, Jesus warns about false prophets, saying, "Thus you will recognize them by their fruits."
咁所以喺呢个嘅登翻里宝信里边，耶稣基督喺马太福音第七章提醒我哋要小心呢个假先知，小心佢哋所做嘅事。
If one can cover up somehow the root of their sin in their hearts with idolatry or lies or even falsehood, while decorating the external appearance,
咁如果有一个人去将专登将自己做错嘅嘢、讲错嘅嘢收埋得好好嘅时候
，If our root of sin has been only covered by other consequences of sin, which are falsehood, then the fruits that are produced cannot please God.
咁但系依然虽然系咁，但系所结出嚟嘅果子都唔能够去讨神嘅喜悦。
Unless the root of sin is mortified, unless we are now moved into grace of God, our effort will not please God.
除非我哋走翻去神嗰度，如果唔系我哋所做嘅嘢，神唔会喜悦。
And that's one of the reasons why Psalm 127 says, "Unless the Lord builds the house, we build it in vain."
咁所以点解喺呢个诗篇我现讲嘅话，除非系耶和华建立房屋，冇一个人可以能够去阻碍佢。
And I think we all know, if you read a little bit about Chinese philosophy, you know, Confucianism, this indispensable two elements are apparent every teaching that he has given, I think.
咁如果你睇下孔子嘅《论语》嘅时候，其实《论语》所讲嘅都系呢两样嘅嘢。
Interestingly, the Bible teaches us the same similar lesson.
咁圣经亦都同样讲好相似嘅嘢。
And Ezra, the leader of Israel in today's text, understood this truth very well.
以斯拉很明白这个道理。
He lamented and he rebuked the Israelites who, after first returned from the exile and after the temple has been reconstructed, the Israelites were not living according to God's word.
以斯拉对于那些翻翻去以色列去的人，那些也都参与这个圣殿重建的人，他们没有按住神的话语去过去生活的时候，以斯拉为他难过，也都去斥责他们。
Ezra, the leader of Israel, lamented and prayed before God because his people, God's beloved people, were not living according to God's word that matches the holiness and the presence of God that came from the reconstruction of the temple.
因为这些翻翻来去重建圣殿的人，他没有按住神的说话去过去生活，所以以斯拉去为到他们哀伤，亦都更加为他们祈祷。
While the Israelites were hoping and dreamed of glorious and victorious days of God's presence in Jerusalem that came with the restoration of the temple,
咁虽然嗰啲以色列人佢哋好希望有一日神会翻翻嚟去重建呢个所罗门嘅圣殿。
But in their hearts, they have forgotten God, and worse, they were serving foreign gods, which came out in their lifestyle of disobedience to the word.
但其实在他们内心里面，他们已经忘记了神，他们都去挂住去敬拜其他的偶像。
And Israel, Ezra knew this from the get-go.
在这个以斯拉很清楚知道。
I just want to encourage my beloved newly family members, babies cry, it's okay. We are okay. Please don't feel bad.
BB 喊是很正常的。
And eventually, we'll all cry. So. Ezra knew that the inner person of the Israelites, an outer being of what seems like, were as different as water and oil.
他说好像那些人他的内里和外里是这么不同的时候，就好像所谓水沟油一样。
Even though their holy temple of Solomon were reconstructed, Ezra knew that their public appearance or public face and private life told different stories.
他们在外表上面好像很虔诚，但在内里面是另一个样子。
Although the temple appeared glorious and magnificent,from the outside, because now it has been rebuilt, inside of the temple were full of idolatry, and it was false food, and they were full of disobedience to the word of God.
虽然他重建了这个圣殿，圣殿的外围很漂亮，但是在里面只是充满着这个偶像和这个荒谬和不跟随神的事。
So this is today's passage is the problem that Ezra is dealing with.
这个是以斯拉要去面对一个的问题。
And this is also mentioned in the book of Nehemiah, where Nehemiah rebukes the elders who did not live according to the word of their God.
不单是以斯拉尼希米，他亦都去斥责当时的长老没按住这个圣经的说话去过他们的生活。
And that's the emphasis on the internal restoration and revival was one of the reasons why we see so many names come out and how many people that Ezra went with back to Jerusalem.
咁你有一样嘢就系点解喺呢个经文里边你见到咁多嘅名字咧？你见到咁多嘅名字就系呢一啲以斯拉去揾翻嚟一齐去重建圣殿嘅人。
If we can say that the first return from the exile were focusing on the temple reconstruction.
如果第一節的重建是主要集中在重建这个圣殿的时候，
The second return focused on Israel's urgent need for internal revival, that the reconstruction of the temple were supposed to represent, which is God's presence.
第二次的重建，就去集中讲人去内心里面的重建。
Today's passage is structured very interestingly because first, verses 2 to 14, they mention priests and David's descendants.
你看到开头的第二节去到某一部分呢， 是讲到这个大卫的后人。
And then from verses 15 to 20 highlight the need for a Levite.
咁然后跟住十五节往后咧，讲到佢需要呢个嘅利未人。
Ezra, as the new leader of Israel, wanted Israel to live according to the worthiness of Solomon's temple.
咁以斯拉作为一个新嘅领袖，佢好想呢啲人佢哋过嘅生活系值得佢哋系喺呢个圣殿里边敬拜嘅人嘅生活。
And he knew that the building from outside appearances was not everything.
佢知道外表系冇意思嘅。
The life or daily life walking with God that resembles the worthiness of the Solomon's temple was at the heart of today's passage.
佢知道呢个喺内里边嗰样嘢只系最重要，亦都系今日呢一个经文嘅中心。
And Ezra clearly understood that the word and the proper sacrificial offerings could uproot the hidden internal sin in the Israelites' hearts and manifest God's glory in their daily life.
当唯有啲人真系正正式式向神呢个嘅献祭嘅时候，能够将佢内里边内心嗰种罪嘅根能够去掹出嚟，然后将神嘅荣耀去每喺每日嘅生活去彰显。
That's why the priests were mentioned, and then the David's descendants, and then the Levites.
所以点解佢要先去揾呢啲嘅领袖，然后揾呢个嘅利未人？
But before everything, Ezra was also well versed in God's word.
咁另一方面好重要嘅就系以斯拉好熟悉神嘅话语。
In verse 15, we see that Ezra has decided to stay at this place called Ahava for 3 days.
咁佢喺呢揾嗰啲人之前，佢喺哈雅呢个地方留咗三日。
And he knew before he was going back to Jerusalem, he wanted to make sure everybody's doing okay.
佢想肯定每个人做嘅嘢系啱。
So while he was staying at Ahava, he examined the gathered people of Israel and priests.
喺里边所讲，佢话佢查看百姓同埋祭司。
As a leader, when he was looking after God's people, he noticed one significant fact.
咁佢留意到一样好重要嘅嘢。
That there were no Levites.
系完全冇呢个嘅利未人。
Now some of you may ask, what about Levites?
咁利未人有咩咁重要咧
？What's the big deal about not having Levites going back to with us in the second return?
咁喺第二次去翻去翻翻去以色列嘅时候，冇利未人有咩咁重要嘅地方咧
？That may be our thoughts, but that wasn't for Ezra.
但系对于佢嚟讲，以斯拉嚟讲系一件好重要嘅事。
Ezra, who knew the problem of the reconstruction of the Holy Temple.And the problem of the first returners from the exile, he knew that the significance of the Levites.
佢睇到嗰啲从外翻翻去流亡翻嚟嘅人，佢睇到咗佢哋一个好大嘅问题。
He knew that without the Levites, whom God has chose to offer sacrifice and manage the temple, internal change of hearts in Israel could not occur.
佢話：如果冇咗呢啲嘅利未人，利未人嘅工作就喺聖殿裏邊去獻祭嘅時候，當呢個重建聖殿嘅人嘅內心唔會得到改變。
Without Levites who knew how to manage and how to obey according to God's words, the internal reconstructed Solomon's temple were to stay astray in its idolatry.
冇咗呢啲利未人去管理呢个嘅圣殿，冇咗佢哋去管理呢个教导嘅时候，啲人嘅内心唔会得到改变。
He knew we needed someone who knew the word of God to daily live according to His word.
佢需要呢个利未人去熟悉呢个圣经，帮助啲人每日过神嘅教导嘅生活。
Because without it,
冇咗嘅时候
，we'll be living.Life that is unworthy of our call.
我哋所过嘅生活唔配得我哋所信嘅。
So Israel immediately demonstrates his leadership.
所以以斯拉即刻去将佢嘅领导嘅能力表现出嚟。
And he sent elders to gather the Levites and instructed wisely He didn't just order elders to go and gather Levites.
叫那些利未人召集一切。
What he did is he instructed them by giving the words to speak to the Levites, so when they hear the elders, they would come.
他将这个话语去教导他们，而这些长老去招聚这个利未人的时候，知道讲啲咩嘅说话。
Almost like Ezra was writing the script for elders to use.
即系好似差唔多写埋啊呢个圣段嘅说话，俾嗰啲长老去跟嚟做。
And I think that's a good leadership that we can learn from.
系一个我值得要想嘅一个嘅领导嘅方法。
For the kingdom building, we can ask others to serve in a certain capacity.
我哋喺呢个就建立神嘅国嘅时候，我哋可以请人哋去侍奉神。
But we would want to give them the things that they need, even the words to speak, so that they could accomplish that task for his kingdom.
但我需要清楚告诉他们，甚至教他们怎样去做一些事，然后要给他们做。
This reminds me of Matthew 10, when Jesus sent out his 12 disciples.
又令我想起这个马太福音的第十章，当耶稣将十二个门徒去送出去的时候，
He said to his disciples, "Do not be afraid."
他叫那些门徒不需要害怕。
When you stand before the government officials, the Holy Spirit will give you the words to speak.
就算你站在这个政府官员的前面，神的灵会教你怎样说话。
So in the sense, even in today's passage, Ezra is resembling or foreshadowing Jesus's leadership here.
所以在这一段的经文里面，以斯拉好像将耶稣将来成为了耶稣将来一个要做的事的一个影儿。
And that's the extra hand that Peter extended after telling, "I have no gold, but I have this. In the name of Jesus, get up."
他将他们帮助他们去行，这样做。
Would you be able to pray for your leaders, that the leaders may be more like Jesus in their leadership?
那你今天会不会可以为到你的领袖去祈祷呢？
That they would be captured by the power of the Holy Spirit, that they would be able to give the words to speak when he is serving with you.
当他与你一起去同工的时候，他晓得讲什么的说话呢？
That we would work together wisely by the power of the Holy Spirit for his kingdom.
我们靠着神的能力去一起这样去做。
So they were able to gather about 38 Levites and 220 Nethinim to serve them in a short time.
好像在一段很短的时间里面，他们找到38个利未人，也找到220个在这个圣殿工作的人。
To be able to gather about 260 people in that short period of time was precisely God's grace upon them.
你想想在一段这么短的时间，找到260人去侍奉神，都是神的一个恩典。
As you can see, out of all of them, 38 Levites were gathered, but there were 220 Nethinims gathered.
你想想38个利未人，220个在圣殿里面工作帮手的人。
If you can think of Nethinim as temple servants helping the Levites to do their management of the temple.
那Nethinim就好像说在这个圣殿里面去做帮手的人。
I would say they would be maybe assistant director, or maybe they will be deacons in today.
好像等于今日在教会里面的执事一样。
Even with this God's amazing grace of gathering his people to restore the internalities of the Israelites, Ezra remained humble.
纵然他能够这么有能力去找到这么多人去帮手，但他依然以斯拉都是非常之谦卑。
Because he says, "And by the good hand of our God on us."
他说是靠着神的能力。
He has confessed that the gathering of people in this short period of time were grace of God.
他看到就说在这么短时间里面找到这么多人的帮手，是完全是神的恩典。
They were done by the hand of God.
是神的手去让这件事去成就。
Only those who can confess by the good hand of God on us about everything that they're going through can taste true humility.
当人你去承认一切都是神的手所作的时候，亦都是一个谦卑的表示。
And only true humility led by God's hand can experience glorification.
唯有当你是这样去谦卑，被神去引领的时候，你只能够经历到这个成圣。
If that is true, then true humility for us is God's grace for us.
当我们有这个谦卑的时候，就是神所给我们的恩典。
Because Jesus, the Son of God, truly humbled himself down to earth in his incarnation.
当耶稣基督道成肉身，是他第一个谦卑的表示。
He says his food were to do the will of God.
他的要做的就是将神的旨意去做成。
His physical need and spiritual need and everything was not on a receptive end, but on a giving end for God's glory.
他不是要去接受神的光荣，而是将神的荣耀去表示出来。
That's true humility. When you're in the position of receiving, you ought to give.
你去受的时候，你要先去施予。
And he was also lowered himself to Sheol, the graves of the dead.
他亦都是这个的我们的主将耶稣将神去显示出来。
And from there he resurrected and ascended to heaven.
亦都是从那一点他去复活。
I encourage all of us here today that this year, I don't know how long it will last, but we want to commit to follow Christ, our Savior, in this manner.
然后我想鼓励大家在2025年的时候，我们去跟随耶稣基督。
We want to commit as Ezra, the Israel's leader.
又正如以斯拉去跟随他去行。
That when we know what's going on, when we know what's wrong, when we know the problem at the center, we would wisely serve them by restoring their inner person with God.
让我们无我知道很多的问题，知道很多的事情，但让我们首先的在我们内心里面与神去建立回这个关系。
That we would focus on the word of God as our ultimate measurement of right or wrong.
我们用神去决定我们的啱同我们的错。
And that we would behold Jesus Christ, our high priest, as the final judge, a gracious judge for his people and the world.
让我们所做的都是配得神有一日去审判我们。
Another remarkable aspect of today's passage was the people who had willingly agreed to participate in the second return.
另一样嘢好神奇嘅系啲人佢哋愿意喺第二次回归嘅时候嘅参与。
Now, Jeremiah has prophesied. God has prophesied through Jeremiah, the prophet, that the captivity would last 70 years in Babylon.
神一早讲咗佢哋会喺巴比伦流亡70年。
So after the 70 years of captivity, just like according to the word of God in the prophecy, God permitted the first return from the exile through Ezra.
咁会透过以斯拉俾啲人第一次去回归。
And after the first return, they rebuilt God's holy temple in Jerusalem, as we can read in the previous chapters of Ezra.
咁喺之前我会睇到就系佢去重建。
Now the scene of Israelites who had been possibly worshiping foreign gods in Babylon, coming out of captivity to return to the promised land to worship God, tells us something similar to the Exodus with Moses.
咁我哋睇到啲人，嗰啲回归嘅以色列人，佢哋回归咗，但系另一方面，佢哋去敬拜呢个偶像嘅时候，令我谂翻起喺出埃及记嘅时候同样嘅事情。
But not only that, the tendency or their desires to go back to Egypt and Egyptian lifestyle in the wilderness also mirrors how the internal aspects of the first returners were not always aligned with the word of God.
咁另一方面，我哋睇到咗喺呢个埃及出嚟嘅以色列人，好多时佢都好想翻去呢个嘅埃及，又正如好似呢啲回归嘅以色列人喺个内心里边想翻去以前罪嘅世界。
Theologians have concluded that there were about 80 years between the first and the second return from the exile.
这个神学家说第一次回归和第二次回归中间有大概八十年。
God led more Israelites who did not join the first return to Jerusalem through Ezra in their second return from the exile.
但是第二次回归的人是比第一次是多很多。
Now we can just say 80 years and then forget about it, but if you really think about 80 years,
你想想80年过了,
that's a long time.
是一段很长的时间。
That's about 2 to 3 generations or even 4 generations apart.
那可能已经是两代、三代、甚至四代的人。
So if 80 years truly have passed since the first return, then those who were returning in the second return were the ones who were born and raised in Babylon and had never have visited Jerusalem in their entire life.
咁你諗下第二次回歸嘅人，佢哋喺巴比倫出生，佢哋從來都冇翻過去以色列。
They spoke Babylonian language. They understood their culture, their mindset, and how they're wired were just like any other Babylonians.
咁佢哋喺呢個巴比倫出生，講巴比倫嘅説話，好熟悉巴比倫嘅文化。
It's almost like if you were to go back to Jerusalem as a second returners, it would have been like going to another exile into a foreign country.
咁你要想象下第二次回歸嘅人，佢哋去呢個嘅耶路撒冷，好似另一次嘅一個嘅回歸，去到流亡，去到一個唔熟悉嘅地方。
All these second, third, or even fourth generation Jews in Babylon had to leave their birthplace, which is Babylon itself, into an unknown ancestral homeland they call the Promised Land, that they would only hear about from their grandparents and great-grandparents.
咁你諗下呢啲第三代、第四代喺巴比倫回歸嘅人，佢可能聽過耶路撒冷，都係透過佢哋嘅祖父母聽過，但係對佢哋嚟講係完全陌生。
This would have been very challenging for them.
對於佢哋嚟講，佢翻翻去耶路撒冷係一件好具挑戰性嘅事。
They probably felt like they were being forced by the older generation for them to go back to Jerusalem。
好似係被逼翻翻去佢哋嘅祖先嘅家鄉。
I mean, look at the immigrant churches like us and Korean American churches. There are huge conflict between first and second and third generation.
我们看看我们的教会或者很多韩国人的教会第一代和第二代之间都有很多的鸿沟。
We're not even asking them to go back to Korea, Japan, or China, but there's so much disagreements.
那我们也没叫他们要回到他们的原居地，但是第一代和第二代之间有很多的矛盾。
Second generation, third generation, Asian Americans would say,My parents don't understand me.
咁下一代嘅人會覺得我嘅父母唔明白我。
All they do is do this or don't do this.
又叫我做呢樣唔做嗰樣。
They'll never understand what I'm going through, but why?
佢唔明白我要走過嘅嘢嚇，點解會係咁咧
？If that's challenging for us today, this is even more challenging.
咁樣嚇係一個好大嘅挑戰。
You know, as we see from our intergenerational conflicts today, or even before, the second return would have been impossible.
咁第要去你想象下呢个嘅代同节外之间嘅鸿沟嘅时候，再翻翻去呢个耶路撒冷，好似一件好冇可能嘅事。
It would have been impossible without a very special, common denominator.
咁你諗下，如果冇咗一樣共同嘅嘢嘅時候，佢點能夠去翻去做到呢一切嘅事咧
？At least in today's passage and through understanding the second return, what made this unity of intergeneration or what made this migration possible was that they shared the same goal and same purpose.
能够令到呢一切呢个回归，令到佢哋喺代同代之间嘅鸿沟能够得到合一嘅，系因为佢哋有同样嘅目的、同样嘅目标。
Because of the shared value of goal and purpose, there were more of us than me and you.
因为咁嘅，因为佢哋一个共同嘅价值观嘅时候，佢唔再介意系你或者系我，而我系大家喺呢件事上边嘅一切。
And this purpose and goal came after when they really saw the prophecies of the temple restoration being fulfilled.
因为佢睇到呢个圣殿嘅重建呢个预言系得到呢个嘅实现。
Because the third or fourth generation of Jews saw what their first generation did in their first return, and what they did was actually the fulfillment of the law. They share the same goal, and they've decided to go back.
第三、第四代嘅呢个嘅犹太人，佢睇到第一代翻嚟嘅人重建咗呢个圣殿，将当日呢个律法嘅预言嘅说话去实现出嚟。
It's almost like we're going back, and there are only our grandparents' age people, and my cousins don't even speak the language, and my cousins don't understand what I'm saying, and so forth.
咁佢翻返去一个地方，呢个地方佢哋可能唔熟悉，甚至唔会识讲嗰度嘅说话。
And the shared same purpose and shared the same goal were the prophetic word of Jeremiah, and how that fulfillment changed the inside of the second returners to desire to worship God.
咁因为耶利米佢所讲嘅说话，令到佢哋睇到，亦都令佢哋有呢个嘅渴望去翻翻去。
So the foreigners who has now desires to worship God because they have seen the fulfillment of the law, fulfillment of God's prophecies, are now going back to Jerusalem for their inner revival.
所以佢为到佢哋嘅内里呢个嘅渴求。
This is how God works His redemption.
神嘅喺救赎里边都系咁样做。
Jewish people and non-Jewish people.
无论你系犹太人或者唔系犹太人。
And the believers and the believers in the outside of our circle.
或者系信嘅人，或者系我哋出边以外嘅人。
The inclusion of the Gentiles at the time of Jesus.
亦喺耶稣基督嘅时候，包括呢个外邦人。
Now, don't get me wrong, because the many, many priests and many royal descendants and even many Levites had already returned to Jerusalem and settled there in their first return.
在第一次回去的时候，已经有很多犹太人，有很多利未人去回去。
But they may have succeeded to reconstruct and make the Holy Temple beautiful from outside, but what they have failed is to live up to that calling from God.
佢哋已经将呢个圣殿去重建，正建立得好靓，但系佢哋嘅内心里边冇同样一个嘅生活去按住神嘅话语去过嘅生活。
So I want to challenge you: if you're a second generation, third generation, fourth generation, God has a purpose in your life.
咁所以我想去挑战喺第三代、第四代嘅人，神系有一样嘢去俾你哋。
Not that you are to uproot everything your parents or grandparents have accomplished.
唔係話要將你嘅父母、你嘅祖父母做嘅嘢，你去完全嘅摒棄。
But if God has prophesied for them for their specific task, then God has specific, perhaps internal revival through you guys in second and third and fourth generation.
咁作為第三代、第四代嘅人。你可能在你的内心里面你需要有一个的重建。
If our forefathers of faith have built an amazing place to worship, then we were to live as a worshipper in our daily life.
如果第一代的人去重建了这个圣殿的时候，下一代的人他需要在生活上面去过一个圣洁的生活。
Sometimes it may ask you to come out of where you belong right now.
或者是你今天你觉得你属于另一个地方，你要从那里去走出来。
For kingdom purposes, you may have to come out of your own Babylon, your birthplace.
或者要从你自己的巴比伦那里走出来。
Because we know if there were many priests and royal descendants and Levites had already gone before the second return, why should the remaining Levites or why should the remaining priests had to go back in the second return? They didn't have to.
嗰啲喺可能 有啲嘅利未人，佢其實唔再需要翻翻去，但係點解佢選擇去走翻去咧
？But they chose to go back.
佢揀翻翻去
，leaving behind their birthplaces for the promised land.
離開咗佢哋熟悉嘅地方，去咗呢個應許之地。
They had something that was far greater value than where they were and where they belong.
或者可能喺嗰個地方，佢哋嘅價值係比更加嘅多。
Because they knew this through the word of God, they were able to commit themselves to serving only the God, the Creator.
但因為咁嘅緣故，佢曉得當佢咁樣做，佢可以對神去委身。
And they were able to discern the call for the inner revival clearly without hesitation.
佢哋可以唔需要猶豫嘅去睇清楚，辨識到呢個係神對佢哋內裏嘅呼召。
And at that moment, intergenerational gap could not stop them.
咁當咁樣嘅時候，呢個代同在之間嘅鴻溝唔會有呢個嘅問題。
When we know what God is up to, when we know that God's word come true, when we know that our fellow brothers and sisters are having hard time.They were able to commit and go out of their Babylon back to the promised land.
当咁样事发生嘅时候，人可以离开佢嘅巴比伦，去翻翻到去神嘅里边。
They desired to see the restoration of the temple of God, both inwardly and outwardly.
佢想见到呢个嘅圣殿，唔单止系外边或者里边都系漂亮嘅。
They desire to worship their God not in a foreign land of the Babylon where full of idols were, but they knew that they were called by God, so they desire to be with the fellow brothers and sisters of God.
佢哋唔想净系喺外国嘅地方去敬拜神，而系同佢哋嘅弟兄姊妹。一齊嘅去敬拜神。
They desire to worship God freely according to God's instruction.
佢哋想跟住神嘅話語去自由嘅去敬拜佢。
And because they saw that the Jeremiah's prophecy were fulfilled, they themselves wanted to see God's word become fulfilled in their daily lives in the promised land of Jerusalem.
既然佢見到耶利米佢嘅預言得到呢個實現嘅時候，佢都想喺見到神嘅話語喺佢每一日嘅生活裏邊能夠去實行出嚟。
When both groups led by Ezra, who were well versed in the Bible, who were desired to see the revival of inner persons of the first returners,
當每一代嘅人都去見到呢一樣嘢嘅時候。
When their eyes were all fixed on God and not themselves, there were no gaps between first, second, third generation.
当人将他的注目放在耶稣基督身上的时候，他看不到代和代之间有什么不同。
Just as the remedy to the differences of the first returners and second returners to fix our eyes on God,
正如好似第一代或者喺下一代翻翻到呢個耶路撒冷嘅人，佢哋揾到呢個解決佢哋嘅唔同嘅方法嘅時候
，Just as the desire for the inner revival was the driving force to gather people from the first to the second returners，
正如好似你要去召集嗰啲翻去嘅人，同埋嗰啲想內心得到改變嘅人
，Biblically speaking， to close the gap between。The intergenerational or even cultural barriers.
去將代同代之間嘅鴻溝去閂埋嘅時候
，Our hearts for Christ must be restored within us.
我哋先要將我哋與神嘅關係去復和。
Just as their hearts were set on the worthy life that is called by God in a reconstruction.Our hearts must be set on Jesus.
我哋嘅心要放喺耶稣基督嘅身上。
Our hearts must be set on the Word.
我哋要放喺神嘅话语嘅上边。
We must believe that God can do it.
我哋需要知道神系可以做到。
We must believe His Word will come true, and it is true, and it is living and active.
我需要知道神嘅话语系真。神嘅话语亦都系活生生嘅喺我哋面前。
We must believe in the power of the gospel.
我哋需要相信福音嘅能力。
The temple, this temple of the Holy Spirit must be externally and internally revived.
神嘅殿需要内外都能够更新。
And that only through the blood of Christ, by the resurrection power of the Holy Spirit, we can truly be united.
我哋因为耶稣基督，因为神呢、这个啊。这个的复活的能力，这个圣灵，让我们能够去与神合一。
Only when it is all about Christ and it's not about me.
当我们挂住的是基督，不是挂住我们自己的时候。
Only when he must increase and we must decrease.
当我们说神必然是增长，我必然是退缩的时候。
We are united to Christ in our hearts and thoughts and will.
我哋与神系喺呢个知情意嘅上边系连埋一切。
When we are we before I in the union with Christ，
当你与神一齐嘅时候，爱着重嘅系我们，唔系我嘅时候。
We can come together and face the Father in heaven in our worship。
我可以企喺呢个天父嘅面前。
Dear brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹们
，Even this sinful world
喺呢、这个活谋的世代，
beauty and wisdom and success emerge when our internality and externality are aligned.
当我们内外都能够一致的时候，我会见到了这个一个美丽的情景。
When that unity of our inner person and outer person is in Christ, the Word of God,
当我们看到我们的内里和外里都是基督的时候，
God will grant us the foretaste of eternal and glorious Christ resurrection.
我们会看到在神的这个的复活里面，他给我们看到神的荣美。
We may be successful when our hearts or when our thoughts are moved or made into an action without hesitation.
我们不需要去犹豫，去为神去这个的做不同的事的时候。
But when that is done in the Word of God, we will see a greater things of heaven.
当我们这样按着神的话语去做的时候，我会看到天上里面、有一个更大的荣耀。
We will foretaste the open arms of Jesus welcoming us in the eternal kingdom.
神会在他的、天国里面欢迎我们。
When Ezra saw the urgent need for internal revival beyond external beauty,
当以斯拉看到了除了外面这个的圣殿的、重建，但他更加看到内里面的复兴。
Today, the Holy Spirit helped us to realize that only by the Word of God we can be revived internally.
也都今天让我们看到是靠着圣灵帮我们看到了这个基督的话语。
Brothers and sisters, and there are so much more for me to share with you on this topic.But I want you to remember one thing. Do not be deceived by temporary revival and false glory.
我想提醒你的不是一个很短暂的复兴，也不要去被、这个的、世上的光荣去欺骗了你。
If leaders are living their life coram Deo in the presence of God,
如果你的领袖是按住神的说话去过去生活的时候，
As long as the leaders, the head of the households are right before God in Christ,
如果是按住神的说话去过这个生活的时候，
Everything will be okay.
一切的事都会是完美。
Remember that only in union with our Lord Jesus Christ, the eternal word of God, can we become his glorious temple.
唯有我与神去联合一切的时候，我就会成为神荣耀的圣殿。
And I pray that this week you and I, we will learn from the story of Ezra.
让我们这个星期里面都去看看以斯拉所讲的说话，去从中得到学习。
I pray that we will fulfill our role as light and salt in New York, the land of idols and money.
让我们在这个、讲钱讲偶像的纽约的里面，我们今天在这个世界成为世界的盐和世界的光。
I pray that we, the body of Christ, will live through faith in Christ this year.
让我们一切的在这一年去在神里面过我们的生活。
Would you join me in prayer?
我们低头祈祷。
Lord, there are many differences due to the consequences of sin in our life.
在你的罪的里面有不同的果效的后果。
And the hardest differences that we are experiencing and we are seeing is the differences between our children and myself and our grandchildren.
我们看到我们和我们的儿女的不同。
Lord, we pray that we may behold Jesus, whom you have crucified together.
我们让我们的注目放在耶稣基督身上，好使我们大家一起。
When we are speaking, when we are discussing, or even arguing, allow us to fix our eyes on you alone.
就算我们有不同，我们有这个的纷争的时候，都让我们的注目放在耶稣基督的身上。
And Lord, shower us with your beauty as a family.
让你今日将你的恩典降临在我们这个恩若堂的家庭。
When parents are going different directions, would you use our lips to pray for them?
让如果我们的父母今日走不同的路的时候，
would you use us to be united first with Christ and with one another?
求你教我们先与彼此一起联合。
Because it's all about you and it's not about us.
因为一切都是关在乎你。
You must increase and I must decrease.
你会是增加，然后我们会去亏损。
We love you in Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉主耶稣基督名求。